Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Tzav. We prepare ourselves now in the 30 days leading up to Pesach for the Yom Tov of Pesach, Parshas Parah. Yitzhak Hashem, we should be zecher to the Parah Adum and be able to be in the Beis HaMikdash yet in the coming year. Bezos Hashem. In the Parsha, we have the Eish Tamid Tukar Al HaMizbeach Leisichba. We have the Eish Tamid that was on the Mizbeach. And Leisichba, we learn out, it's never supposed to go out. The Gemara Chazal say that it's a mitzvah Leisah say, that the Kainim have to make sure there's always adequate fuel on the Mizbeach, that the fire should never go out. Now, it's a little bit of a problem. Why do you have to have a mitzvah, Eish Tamid Tukar Al HaMizbeach Leisichba? It was the Rabbi Nishalom himself took care of the fire on the Mizbeach. Eish Yardim and Hashemayim, it was one of the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash, that there was always fire there. So why do you need a mitzvah of Eish Tamid Tukar HaMizbeach Leisichba? Isn't that a double pillar? The Sefer Achinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis, says Adarabah. There's a big issue here. It's not just an issue of fire on the Mizbeach. The Torah is teaching us the issue. The issue is that even though there's a nes in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rebbe Shalom wants lahastir as hanes. Yiddishkeit is not kabbalah on miracles. Even though, for whatever reason, the Rebbe Shalom understood that there has to be an esh hashamayimi, there has to be a heavenly fire on the Mizbeach all the time. It's the engine that drives the karbanis, that makes the sacrifice and the burning of the karbanis meaningful. But it's not to show tricks to people, not show kunsten to people, not show magic tricks. Adarabba, Eish Tamid HaMizbeach, it was a chiyuv to make sure that there's always a fire there b'derech hateva, and to hide the miracle. Emuna is emuna, it's not totally a nisim. Klai Yisrael is not a place that we look to show miracles to people. Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Sichas Musar, in Tavshin Lamed Aleph, Shmuz Beis, talks about this idea, talks about this chinuch. And he tells us, and points out an interesting Ramban. It's interesting, Ramban is back in Parshas Vayigash. And the Ramban there talks about the Chazal, that Yechevet gave birth when she was 130 years old. 130 years old. And she was Nola ben Achaymais. That's what it says in Vayigash. The Ben Ezra asks, if she was Nola ben Achaymais, that means she was Nola when they first got to Mitzrayim. They were Mitzrayim for 210 years. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old when he left. So 210 minus 80 means that Yechevah gave birth at 130. The Ben Ezra rejects that Yechevah was Nola ben Achaymais. He says, if so, the miracle is even greater than the miracle of Sarah. The Torah makes a big deal over the miracle of Sarah, that Sarah gave birth when she was 90 years old. And yet, the Torah doesn't say a word about Yecheved. So he says, it can't be. He says, in Cain, Lomo, he hiskar akos of a pella, shenase ima, shalita maishi, yibaskuf lamichana. Said, of a pella, why wouldn't it say such a thing? And for this reason, he rejects this idea of Chazal that Yecheved was born as they entered Mitzrayim. The Ramban in Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Tes Vav, the Ben Ezra is in Pasuk Chof Gimel, but the Ramban brings it already on Pasuk Tes Vav. He screams against Ibn Ezra. He's very upset with the Ibn Ezra. As a matter of fact, he uses a very strong lashon. He uses the language of Zav Roseach Yutzak B'Piyah Chacham Hazeh. Hot gold should be poured in the mouth of this Chacham. It's also of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Sadiq Beis on the Beis. He writes very, very sharply against Ibn Ezra for doubting Chazal because of this type of a question, which is somewhat arbitrary. As a matter of fact, he writes already that Ibn Ezra does this all the time. He points out that in Parshas Pinchas, where Chazal say Pinchas Zu Elio, Ibn Ezra rejects that also. He also says that it's not so. And he says, if Zulase bin Makhari's Harbe, it's the style very often of the Ibn Ezra to have rational ideas and reject Divrei Chazal based on that. For example, he in Ur Kasdim, that Avraham Avinu was thrown into a fire. He says such a miracle. It wasn't brought in the pasuk. It wasn't brought in the pasuk. It probably didn't happen. This Ibn Ezra's Mahalach, and the Ramban is very upset with this. But no, he has to answer the question. He's asking a good kasha. The kasha is, if a miracle like this took place, why doesn't it say? So Ramban says a fascinating aside. The Ramban says that the Torah doesn't tell us nisim. There's no reason to list off miracles. Miracles happen in life for many, many different reasons. When does the Torah say a miracle? When a miracle is foretold by a Navi or by a Malach Hashem, and he comes and he says, there's a lesson here. And he says something like the Malach came to Avram. There was a lesson. There are many lessons in what the Malachim said to Avram Avinu about Sarah giving birth. In that case, where it was foretold, such a miracle is mentioned. And that's the way it was in Mitzrayim with the Makis and with Kriyas Yamsuf. All these things, before they happened, the Navi Moshe Rabbeinu said, or Baruch Shalom said through Moshe Rabbeinu, that these miracles are going to take place. When it's a planned out with a lesson, so there's a reason that the Torah teaches it to us. There are many lessons to be learned. But stam that miracles happen, that things happen sometimes to people, the Torah doesn't tell us that. The Sichas Moser writes that this is an important lesson. In life, very often, God winks at us. God just, you have to be in tune to it. Not a miracle that you're going to write home about. But God winks at you and says, look at what happened. Look at what's going on. I'm here. In very subtle ways. I remember just this last Monday, I was learning here in the Yeshiva, this is the Monday before Purim, obviously. We were learning here in Mesechtas Gittin. And we had a Taisa that talked about a Get Yashan. A Get Yashan is a Get that was written, and then they decided not to get divorced. And later on, they only want to get divorced. You can't use that Get. A Get Yashan. It's barely mentioned in the Yeshiva Shablad. It's on the Lamed Beis. Taisus, Agav mentioned it in the Taisus that we were learning. Punk that day, I had a Get Yashan in my pocket. The day before I'd gotten a Get, the couple sat down to write a Get, and the witness had signed it already, and they said, I'm going to try to work it out. So it's a Get Yashan. I had it in my pocket that day. It was like God, I felt God was winking at me. Is it a miracle? Of course it's a miracle. My whole life, I never had a Get Yashan. I was never involved in a Get Yashan. I'm not involved in so many getting in the first place. And here, on the day we learned the Torah, I pulled out a Get Yashan. I showed it to them. Now, I'm not going to write home about it, but every once in a while, I just feel that a Kaddish Baruch Hu winks at me. These things that you can't call them coincidences. You call them a miracle, people start screaming at you. So I'm not, but you should know, if you're in tune to it, a Kaddish Baruch Hu winks at you all the time. The aside that Reb Chaim Shmuel Evers is bringing, aside from the Chinuch, Vayesh Tam and Tukal HaMizbeach, and aside from the Ramban, is that the miracles that happen, the subtle miracles, the quiet miracles, the miracles that all around us, you've got to be in tune to them. You've got to pick up on them. They're not made to be the source of your emunah. Don't believe in God because they had to get Yashan in their pocket. But once a person is a mammon, the Kadosh Baruch Hu winks at him, you smile back at your Rabbi Nishlan. Here's the lesson of Eish Tam Nitukar HaMizbeach. As you all know, we live in a very difficult and challenging time. The world is standing up against Klal Yisrael. There's so much going on in the world. Nobody says a word. Thousands, tens of thousands by now, rockets have been shot at Eretz Yisrael from all around. The United Nations is never busy with it. And in the Ukraine, we just heard about how there was an attack on all the power stations in the Ukraine by the Russians. The United Nations didn't say a word about it. But Klal Yisrael, they all gang up on Klal Yisrael. I want to tell you something. In a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Dalet, pasuk Lamed, Va'at, and you Klal Yisrael, Va'at Shodud, Ma'atasi, you Klal Yisrael, the nation of Klal Yisrael, who are, in the course of history, pressured, Shodud, Ma'atasi, what are you doing? Kisul Mishishoni, Kisadi Adizov, Kisikri Bapuchenayich, what are you doing? You make yourself look beautiful. You put on jewelry. You put on makeup. Lashav tisyapi. You beautify yourself for nothing. Masu b'chaygvim. Your lovers hate you. Nafshech yivakeshu. They're out to get you. What's shot in this nevuah? The Beis HaLevi in Shmois, in the beginning of Shmois, in Rubel Zarichu, says the Pshat, it said B'Shem Reb Chaim, he said it's a marshal. Reb Chaim explained this. Beis HaLevi gave the following marshal. He said, let's say Reuven hates Shimon. He said, tell Reuven, why do you hate Shimon? If Reuven says, I hate Shimon, he's always filthy, he has dirty clothing, there's an odor about him, I don't want to have anything to do with him. Well, then if you go to Shimon, and you tell him, take care of yourself, shower properly, dress properly, so then the sinner will leave, then the hatred will go away. But if you go over to Reuven, you say, why do you hate Shimon? He says, I can't stand his guts. He may disgust me. Tell him, stay away from me. I hate him. He hates him bad, son. So if you're going to go to Shimon and say, look, dress better, be cleaner, it's not going to decrease the hatred. It's going to increase the hatred. The more he tries to be pleasing, the more the hatred will be there. Klal Yisrael, with the nations of the world, they tell us, we're a dirty Jew, you're not clean. So what happens? There are some Jews who think, oh, all we got to do is be more like the nations of the world, and then they won't hate us. And the Zionist ideal was to solve the Jewish problem. We'll have a nation like everybody else, and suddenly we'll be a nation among the nations. They won't start up with us. That's color. They threw away everything. Why they throw away everything? You throw away the religion, and then they're all going to love us, to be accepted. And they end up, they lost this and they lost that. They don't have the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, and they have the hatred of Klal Yisrael. Zok the Rabbeinu Shem to Klal Yisrael, Va'at Shodud, when the nation stood up against him, Matasi, what are you doing? Subishishani, Kisadi Adizav, Kisikri Bapuchenayach. What do you do? You think you'll be more like the Goyim, you'll assimilate with them, and suddenly they'll love you? I got news for you. Mashav Tisyapi, you're doing it for nothing. Masu Bachaygrim. The people you want them to love you? they discuss it with you. Nafshach yivakeshu. Nafshach yivakeshu. It's a lesson. It's a big lesson. The state of Israel, the Zionist ideal, was going to solve all the problems. Now it's the focal point of the hatred. They would hate us one way or the other. It became the focal point of the hatred. Fakert, when this happens, we're not happy about it. We're certainly not happy. We shouldn't do things to instigate them against us. But you should know it's a chizuk. How many Jews are there in the world? You go to a non-Jew and you say, how many Jews do you think there are in the world? They'll tell you, 500 million, 200 million, a handful of Jews in the world. And the whole world is busy with Klal Yisrael. All the nations of the world are busy with us. Ah, what a chizuk to our Amuna. Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. The whole world is Bishvil Yisrael. Don't be surprised. It's a chizuk in our amuna. We'd rather it come in a good way. But once it's here, be mischazik, know what's going on. There were those who assimilated. They saw there was once a politician in Britain years ago who assimilated. And he made a famous statement afterwards because they hated him anyway. He converted to Christianity. And he said later, in the later years, he said, I thought they hate my Jewish name, and I found out they hate my Jewish nose. Nose, I thought I could change my name and everything would be good. No, they hate me because of who I am. Rabbi Yosef Eibschitz, it is said, once went to a Jew who had converted. He had influence in the government. He told him, Klal Yisrael needs you. He said, mi yodea, who knows? Im lekach nekibazeh neitzarta. He borrowed from the language of the Yomim Neiram, Lakach Neitzartam, this is why you're created. But Neitzri is also a language of a Catholic. Ki Lakach Neitzartam, maybe you converted for this reason, because now we need you, help us. He tried to help. It didn't help, he converted, so what? He's still a Jew. So I should tell him, Achshav She Neitzarta, Kilu Loi Neitzarta. Now that you converted, he said, no, it didn't help you anything. You throw the old. And you don't have anything new. Nothing happened. You have the hatred without the essence. Ah, what a beautiful nevuah of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu is saying, you think you're going to beautify yourself? You think you're going to make yourself a shav tisyapi? You assimilate to nothing. Mosu bach agovin. The nafshech yivakeshu. Anyway, this is the lesson of the times we're in. We're hoping that Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us. Kadosh Baruch Hu, let us go through this sorrow. In Yitzhak Hashem, may Apeh Lelayim Mishim Begula. We daven for Achenu Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and at the same time for Achenu Bnei Yisrael world over. That Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. The tzaris of the dairis of our parents of our zaydis, it should be enough that we should be yitzah chavli mashiach and be able to see the gula. The mayor of Yemenu, our good Shabbos to one and all.